Hold your head up high, you're stronger than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Loving Me's Enough podcast. I am your host, Natasha Hatchett, and let me tell you something. I am so excited to be here with you guys another week, another opportunity. Man, you just don't know how much this means to me. Just being able to share and being able to bring light and shed light on some things. Not that I'm an expert in everything, but I do know a thing or two. I've been around a block or two and learned a thing or two, so I definitely don't mind sharing and being a voice that's needed in this time and in this era. So, you know, we've been talking about choosing ourselves. That was our topic on last week, and why it's so important and necessary for us to choose ourselves. And I hope that when you listen to that episode, you walked away feeling like you matter. You walked away feeling like loving you really and truly is enough, and knowing that choosing yourself is not selfish, it's not arrogant. It is definitely a healthy thing and a healthy process. So I hope that was your takeaway from last week. Or you can just send me a message and let me know what your takeaway was from last week's episode. And I know I say this often, but I always don't give you a way to send me a message. But at the end of this podcast, I'm going to do so. But for those of you that are so eager to send me a message, you can message me on social media. It's Loving Me is Enough podcast, and you'll be able to send me a DMs. You'll be able to give me your feedback. You'll be able to do all of that on social media. Across all social media platforms, it's Loving Me is Enough podcast. So with that being said, let's get right into it. So last week we talked about choosing yourself and why it's so important. Well, if you thought last week was rough, if you thought last week was hard, wait until we get into this week. So let's get into it. This week, we're talking about boundaries without guilt. We're talking about something that so many people struggle with, especially those of us who are loving, giving, compassionate, and used to showing up for everybody else. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our good old cousin, boundaries, and we're getting rid of the unwanted cousin, guilt. So our episode today is about boundaries without guilt. Because let's be honest, a lot of us know we need boundaries, but the moment we start setting them, good old cousin guilt shows up. We feel bad, we overexplain, we second guess ourselves, we worry about disappointing people, and we wonder if we're being mean, selfish, or difficult. But the truth is, boundaries are not cruelty, ladies and gentlemen. Boundaries are clarity. And if you've ever felt guilty for protecting your peace, well, guess what? This episode is certainly for you. So let's get into it. For many of us, boundaries feel very hard because we're taught that love means always being available. It's always saying yes, always understanding, always making room, always sacrificing, always, always, always. Some of us was praised for being the strong one, the dependable one, the one who carries everyone else. So when it's time to say you can't do something, or that doesn't work for me, or you can't keep treating me this way, it feels so unnatural to us. Not because it's wrong, but because we've been conditioned to feel responsible for other people's comfort. And that's where the guilt comes from. Sometimes guilt shows up not because you're doing something bad, but because you're doing something new and it's not normal. It doesn't feel natural. So that's where cousin guilt shows up and start guilting you. So what really is a boundary? We hear so many times, we see it on social media, we see it on the posts, we see it here, we see it there. Choosing boundaries, I'm setting boundaries. But what's really a boundary? Have we even stopped to think what a boundary is? But before we get into what it is, let's get into what it isn't. A boundary is not punishment. A boundary is not anger. A boundary is not shutting people out just because you're upset. A boundary is a healthy limit that protects your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. I think I'll say that again and slow down. A boundary is a healthy limit that protects your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. It says, this is what I will accept. This is what I will not accept. This is how I deserve to be treated. This is what I need to remain whole. Boundaries teach people how to engage with you. And let me say this clearly. The people who benefited from your lack of boundaries may struggle when you finally create them. You know why they're going to struggle? Because they were okay with you doing everything and being everything for them. They were okay with you not valuing yourself and your peace. So they're going to be the ones that struggle the most. But that doesn't mean your boundary is wrong. It means access is changing. You ever thought about it? I think last episode I told us about there are some people that deserve to have floor seats in our lives. There's other people that deserve this should be in the mezzanine area. And then there are other people that we should just keep them way up in the nosebleed. You can see me, but you don't have access. You can hear me, but you don't have access. That's really a boundary. Knowing where a person fits, knowing where they belong, knowing what type of access you want to give them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your boundary. Because what if you have a no-seater on the floor seat? How is that going to work? See, no-seaters, nosebleed seaters, when they get to the floor, may not know how to act. Because they've never been there before. But anyway, here's the thing. Why do we feel guilty? A lot of guilt around boundaries come from fear. Fear of being misunderstood. Fear of losing people. Fear of being called selfish. Fear of conflict. Fear of not being needed anymore. But here's what I've learned. When you're used to overextending yourself, healthy limits can feel like betrayal. You start thinking, here's the big one. Maybe I'm doing too much. No, they're not doing enough. Maybe I should just let it go. No, address it and then let it go. Maybe it's not that serious. Oh, but it is. Because if you're thinking about it, that means it mattered to you. Maybe I'm overreacting. You're not. But protecting your peace is not overreacting. Honoring your needs is not selfish. And saying no does not make you a bad person. I don't know where along the way in this culture, in this world, in this time that we're living in, that no has become such a statement that no one wants to hear. The moment you tell somebody no, they feel like you're a bad person. You're being nasty. You're rude. You're selfish. You're this. You're that. Well, yes, I might be all those things from your perception, but for me, I'm just choosing me. I'm choosing a healthy version of me. I don't have to keep breaking myself to prove that I love you. And I think that's where we go wrong as individuals. We keep trying to break who we are or we keep destroying who we are, breaking us ourselves down, trying to prove to a person that I really do truly love you. Well, here's the thing. If you have to go through all of that, is it really love? I think we'll let that breathe for a moment. Is it truly love if you have to devalue, degrade who you are as an individual to prove to someone else that you love them? That's unhealthy love. And that kind of love may never, ever again find me. So boundaries are an act of self-respect. Boundaries are a form of self-respect. They are how you tell yourself that you too matter. Your peace matters. Your energy matters. Your healing matters. And the truth is, every time you ignore your own limits to keep others comfortable, you teach yourself that your needs come last. I often tell my son, you teach people how to treat you by the way you treat yourselves. See, a person, you don't give them a play-by-play written guide. Okay, this is how you treat me. We don't do that. What happens is, they watch how we treat ourselves, and then they begin to treat us according to what they saw. So if I see you devaluing yourself, it's almost natural for me to say, why am I going to value someone that don't even value themselves? We teach people how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves. And when we start ignoring our own limits, ignoring our own boundaries to make somebody else comfortable, you're teaching yourself. Remember I told you in the episode that yourself is always listening? Well, yourself is always feeling and receiving and processing and analyzing. You teach yourself that your needs come last. Every time you dishonor yourself, when you say yes, when you really want to say no, what you're saying to self is, we can go on the back burner. I don't know about you, but a regular stove comes with four eyes. Two in the front, two in the back. It's only so much and so long you can continue to put things on the back burner. Number one, you only have two eyes in the back anyway. So it's only so much you can put on that back burner. Here's my analogy. And it's only so long you can leave those things on the back burner before they begin to burn. Before they begin to, you know, you feel short-circuited or you start to feel burned out. We'll get into that later as well. It's only so much you can put on that back burner. It's only so long you can leave things on that back burner. And when we start putting ourselves last and we start treating ourselves as if we don't matter, that pattern creates resentment. It creates exhaustion. It creates confusion. It creates emotional burnout. But boundaries is what interrupts that cycle. You ever feel like you wake up, you feel like you're fully rested? And we talked about going into a room and your energy level just automatically being drained. But here's another thing to think about. You get up in the morning and you feel fully rested. And by 11 o'clock, you've said yes to four different people that you really had no intentions of saying yes to. You start feel emotionally drained. It's like someone turned down the volume on your energy. And all of a sudden, what you thought was so much when you got up that morning, you're now starting to feel like almost like a prune, a raisin in the sun. You just start shriveling and shriveling and shriveling because your energy level has been sucked out based on what you just accepted, based on what you just agreed to do, knowing good and well you didn't want to or you don't want to do it. That's why it's so important for us to set these boundaries, because no one wants to be that raisin in the sun, just sitting there shriveling and drying up and losing your original form. Ooh, that's good, Tosh. When we don't set boundaries, we lose our original form. What we set out to be, we're no longer being because we've accepted something that's not really who and what we wanted to be or do. But I come today to help us all, self-included, interrupt the cycle of these lack of boundaries. When you create boundaries, it creates room for peace, room for honesty, room for healthier relationships, because real love doesn't require self-abandonment. Take a deep breath. Look yourself in the mirror. I done told you, if you're driving, don't do it. Wait till you get to the stoplight or wait till you come to your complete stop. But what I want is to look ourselves in the mirror and say, real love does not require self-abandonment. Real love doesn't require you to abandon yourself. If anything, real love requires you to embrace yourself, because the more you're able to love you, the more love you have to give and share with others. The more love that you're able to receive for yourself, from yourself, the more you're able to spread throughout this great world. And the song says, songwriter wrote a song and it says, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that we can't get enough of, or we shouldn't. So the more you love you, the more you love on you, the more you appreciate who you are, the more you appreciate what God is doing in your life, the better, the more love you're able to give to someone else. Yeah. Sometimes people struggle with boundaries because they don't know how to say them. Here are a few examples of what I want you to learn how to say. And you may have to rewind and you may have to press pause, but I want us to put these in our arsenals, right? And when we're creating our boundaries, here's a few things I want you to get used to saying. Let's repeat it after me. I'm not available for that. That doesn't work for me. I'm going to need more time before I respond. I'm no longer okay with being spoken to that way. Here's a big one. I love you, but I can't carry this for you. I love you, but I can't do that for you. And the best one of them all, no. No. I'm not available for that. That doesn't work for me. I need more time before I respond. I'm no longer okay with being spoken to that way. I love you, but I cannot carry this for you. And we have to be comfortable doing that, because if we're not, then we'll never be able to set our boundaries. We'll never be able to move forward. No is a complete sentence. I keep telling us that because I keep wanting to drive that home. You don't always need a paragraph. You don't always need a detailed explanation. You don't always need permission to honor your limits. The more secure you become, the less you feel the need to overexplain your boundaries. So this is what it's all about, becoming secure in who you are, accepting who you are as an individual. No, you're not perfect. Yes, you're working through some things. Yes, this journey is new. But if you know who you are, the more you know about you, the better your boundaries are going to be, because then you'll be able to set realistic boundaries and boundaries that truly matter to you. Boundaries that really sets the framework for who you are and who you're becoming in this era, in this phase of your life. So many times we start out and we say, I'm not accepting this. This is especially in relationships. I'm not expecting this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let this person talk to me that way. And things or whatever transpired that comes to shake our self-esteem and come to shake where we are as an individual. And we accept it anyway. We go along with it anyway. And why in the world do we do that? I don't know. That's a $1 million question. I mean, if I had the answer to that question, I will be so rich at this moment, but I don't. I don't know why we feel the need to serve others and not serve self. I don't know why we feel the need to overextend, overthink, overdo. I don't know. I wish I knew, but I don't. And that's why it's so important for us to set these boundaries, because we have to realize that there's a life inside of us that has to be lived. And if we don't set boundaries, we'll never get to live that life. Let me give you a perfect example. There was a time when I was doing some dabbling in business coaching, and I had a few clients and I did some work for them, and this, you know, it went well. And I was so busy showing up for everybody else that I completely forgot to show up for myself. So this is why I tell you guys, I'm not telling you something someone told me. I'm telling you some things that I've lived in the long 3 years I've been gone. So I was so busy. I'm such an overextender. I'm such an overthinker. So I was so busy showing up for everybody else that I never once focused on why aren't you podcasting anymore? Or why is it taking you so long to get back to this? Or why haven't you done this? And why haven't you done that? And these are all things self is asking self. You know, I'm having this conversation with myself and I'm saying to myself, like, why are you even in this place? And ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know why I was in that place and how I got to that place of where I just started serving everybody else and forgetting myself, but I was. And the moment I set boundaries, the moment I stopped showing up for everybody, the moment I said, no, I can't make it to your engagement, or just simply not show up to the engagement, then I'm the bad person. You stop talking to me. You stop texting me. You stop communicating with me simply because I chose myself. So when I'm telling you that boundaries may not feel comfortable, it will not feel comfortable. But it would be so worth it and so necessary in the end. Because at the end of the day is going to end. And who are you going to, be pleased with you and your decisions? I never understood why is it so hard for people to accept that because I don't show up for you doesn't mean I love you any less. Or because I don't show up for you, don't mean I don't want to be a part of your whatever it is. It just simply means I woke up one morning and felt the need to choose myself. So no, I didn't show up to your event. No, I didn't call you back. No, I didn't, I didn't show up for the walk or the talk. No, I didn't return your text message. Because that was me saying to me, set a boundary. Because the more you give, the more people will take. The more you show up, the more they'll require you to show up without any boundaries. That's what happens. And I got tired. And more importantly than me being tired, I realized nothing for myself was getting done. Everything that I worked so hard 10 years ago to accomplish has started trickling away by the wayside because I was so focused on this one getting hers done, that one getting his done, this one maintaining that, make sure having that. And no one along that journey stopped and say, hey, while you're doing this for me, what about you? What about your stuff? What about what God has called you to do? No one said that because they were busy taking, because that's all that matters to them. They were so busy taking because there were no boundaries set in place. They will call me at any time, text me at any time, because there was no boundaries set in place. Sometimes we have to get to a point in a place where we let people be disappointed and not feel guilty. This is probably going to be the hardest part of your journey. Allowing people to feel and to sit in the disappointment of you setting a boundary. It's okay. I can promise you, just like I've gotten through it and getting through it, so will you. Sometimes setting boundaries mean letting them just be mad, letting them just think whatever it is they want to think and feel, because guess what? They're going to do it anyway. And that is difficult when you have spent your life being the peacemaker, the helper, or the one who keeps everything together. The one who, I don't want her to be mad. I don't want him to be upset. I don't want them to feel. I don't. It's okay. Let them be upset. But someone else's disappointment is not always proof that you did something wrong. Sometimes it is simply the result of them adjusting to a version of you that now has standards, limits, and self-respect. Let them adjust. Do not go back to the old version of you. Because trying to get them to readjust and reacclimate to the new version of you is going to be even harder if you go back on your values, if you go back on your standards, if you go back on your boundaries. Let them break Let them hurt. Let them sit in that disappointment. In order for them to be who they need to be and not be so dependent on you, they're going to have to be disappointed. You are not responsible for managing everyone's reactions to your healing. My son was in middle school, and every morning I would drop him off to school. One of the things I would say to him, I would say, Jaden, you are only responsible for you. You can only change you. Because I needed him to know that no matter how good of a person you are, no matter how much you try to give to a person, you are responsible for you. You can only manage to change you. And sometimes that's hard. So if we're struggling to change ourselves, imagine trying to change or manage someone else. You cannot be responsible for managing their reaction to your healing. Your healing is your healing, because that's what boundaries really is. Boundaries is healing. It is ensuring that you as an individual is being healed in areas where you're tired of hurting. And you know what? We keep asking, I know some of us, I asking myself, why am I here again? Or why am I in this place again? Because you haven't set a boundary. Because healing requires boundaries. You can't have one without the other. You can't heal without the boundary. Because once you start growing, certain conversations won't fit anymore. Certain patterns won't fit anymore. Certain access points, it just won't fit anymore. And you're going to have to decide whether you want to be liked or whether you want to be whole. Breathe. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Do I want to be liked or do I want to be whole? That's the question you're going to have to ask yourself. That's the million-dollar question you're going to have to ask yourself. Do I want to be liked or do I want to be whole? That's it. And that's a real question. We talked about hard questions last week. And this is one. Because not everyone will celebrate the healed version of you. Not everyone will be comfortable when you stop overgiving. Not everyone will clap for you when you stop saying yes to things that drain you. Not everyone will be happy with you choosing yourself. Not everyone will be happy with you setting boundaries so that you can heal and be whole. Because truth of the matter is, there's some people in your life that love and thrive off of the broken you. They get their best. They get the best out of you when you're broken. They don't want to see you heal. They don't want to see you well. They don't want to see you walk into a different era and entity of who you are. They just know that you're broken and they love it because they thrive and they get the best of you out of that version of you. But you have to ask yourself, do I want to continue to be that version of me? Or do I want to be whole? Healing is still worth protecting. Your peace is still worth protecting. Your self-worth is still worth protecting. All of these things we've covered today, all of these things we talked about today, and I know it was a lot to take in, but I'm going to offer this to you. Go back, listen to it, find out where you fit, find out the area you've been going wrong in. And when you pinpoint that area, say to yourself, that area needs a boundary. It's like for those of us that are homeowners, those of you that are homeowners, you know, there's this pesky dog in the neighborhood that keeps invading your space. Here's the church in me. Come on, Holy Ghost. You know, there's this dog that keeps invading your, coming into your yard and defecating in your yard and messing with your plants, your flowers, just being a menace in your yard. What are you going to do? You set a boundary. What's that boundary? You put up a gate. Because what that gate does, it tells that dog, you can't go any further than here. My property is off limits. And that's what a lot of us need to say and realize, I am off limits. This area of my life, access denied. You no longer have access to that area, that version of me. And that's okay. We're getting ready to wrap up this episode, but I just want us to really hear that boundaries are not unhealthy. It is actually necessary for your healing. It is necessary for your growth. It is necessary for becoming who you are designed initially to be. It's necessary for becoming the version of you that can move and thrive and flow and be free and, oh my God, just be so happy. Not that nothing in life is happening, but your happiness is not predicated on that. So, and that's a lot. But if you've been feeling guilty for setting boundaries, let this be your reminder. You are allowed to protect your peace. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to require respect. You are allowed to stop over-explaining. You are allowed to choose yourself without guilt. Because boundaries does not mean you love people less. They mean you're finally loving yourself too. And on this journey, that matters. Because loving you really is enough. Loving you is a part of this process. It is not selfish to love yourself. It is not selfish to want healing. It is not selfish to want to be a version of you that you have already envisioned and imagined. For most of us, we've already imagined and envisioned a version of us that we want to be and hope to become, but you can't be that person without setting boundaries. That's just the bottom line. So, said a lot, shared a lot, and now it's on you. Now it's on you to make the necessary change. Now it's on you to take the necessary step. Now it's on you to make the necessary move. Now it's on you to decide if you want to play checkers or chess. Now it's on you to decide if I want to be healthy. Now it's you to decide if I want to lose the extra weight, and we'll talk about that in another show, how not setting boundaries and not choosing yourself affects your physical health. It's just simply on you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you decide. Know this, that the choice is yours. No one can choose for you. Well, they can, but they shouldn't. So, I want to thank you guys so much for listening to me, listening to this podcast, tuning in each and every week to hear what we're going to talk about and to discuss these real issues that we definitely need to be discussing in this time, this season, in this era, because there is so much going on in this world that we all need to know how to just freely and unapologetically be who we are. So if this episode spoke to you, do me one kind favor. Share it with someone who may need it. Share it with someone who needs permission to stop feeling guilty for protecting their peace. Just share it. You never know how it may impact someone else. And until next time, keep honoring your limits, keep choosing your healing, and keep remembering that loving you is definitely enough. Be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing.
Your story's just begun. Believe-